So Nikas, George Nikas, did you know he was? I think he cooked there for a while, but.
Oh yeah.
He was a little hippie boy. I was his draft counselor.
Really?
That's another thing. The Atlanta Workshop on Nonviolence did. This guy Dennis. Dennis took it over. I forgot his last name, but so we did draft counseling on the strip, trying to find kids and teach them how to be conscientious objectors.
Right. I remember those guys. I remember those guys hanging around.
Then the Selective Service was right at like 8th and Peachtree.
Right. Would,
mm-hmm. We'd march, trying to get. And then the induction center was the old Ford building, mm-hmm. the old Ford Factory Square.
On Ponce de Leon.
Yeah, on Ponce de Leon. It's like a kidney dialysis or something there, right by mm-hmm. the bridge. You know?
Yeah.
And somebody would go in, and they were going to. Refuse induction, then everybody would go down there at 8 or 7:30 in the morning and give him support because and like Halk went down there and he was in SCLC, Tom Halk. He was gonna refuse induction. This is like 69, and so we're all out there and we're getting things thrown at us. I remember Joseph Lowry was in the line with me. We're getting your picture, you come to the end, somebody take your picture. The Atlanta cops would take your picture.
Oh yeah.
We're getting yelled at, people are throwing things at us. It's cold, it's like 20 degrees. How it comes out, like about 2 hours later, and says, I'm too fat. I'm like, fuck you. I'll go home now. nice for you, but we almost get killed out here, you know.
Yeah, they won't even take your ass.
And they won't even take it, yeah. We're out
your
here
fat
dying.
Ass.
We're out here dying. We've practically gone to war ourselves.
You remember those bars right as you went on around that curve on Ponce? There were a couple of gay women bars.
Yeah,
about the only ones.
Miss P's.
Super dyke bars.
Miss P's.
The only ones in Atlanta, I think.
Yeah.
Because I lived out in Decatur, would take Ponce home a lot of times. And early in the morning, God, you'd see some god-awful fights out in front of that place. Two
bulldogs
out, really in the street. Hitting each other with everything. Yeah.